Old Flames by John Lawton. Read by Lewis Hancock. SIS would not merely defend the traditional decencies of our society, it would embody them. Within its own walls, its clubs and country houses, in whispered luncheons with its secular contacts, it would enshrine the mystical entity of a vanishing England. Here, at least, whatever went on in the big world outside, England's flower would be cherished. The empire may be crumbling, but within our secret elite, the clean-limbed tradition of English power would survive. We believe in nothing but ourselves. John le Carré, from his introduction to Filby, The Spy Who Betrayed a Generation, Page, Leach and Knightley, 1968. To betray, you must first belong. Kim Philby, in an interview with Murray Sale, 1967. April, 1956. Prologue. April pretended to be spring, the cruelest month and a bad joke. Midday in Moscow teased you with a sunbeam, and midnight froze you down to the bone. The heating in the crumbling hotel-cum-jail came and went with a chilling irregularity, and when it went, you needed every scrap of clothing, every inch of bedding, grey days, black nights, and a sting in the nipples that cotton wool in the end of the brassiere did little to alleviate. The little guy wore layer upon layer of clothes, three or four sweaters, she thought.